The aircraft and crew deploy next week to Laredo, Texas, where they'll serve as the electronic eyes and ears of the United States Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agencies. First Lieutenant Ronald Shepard.
This aircraft, it's a light utility aircraft, so unlike the Black Hawk, which is a utility aircraft, it allows us to keep a lower profile, keeps the weight down, and allows us to stay in the air a little longer. Some of the systems that we have, we have a FLIR, which is an infrared camera. We also have two optical cameras, which can zoom in almost 155 times. So we can be up at altitude at almost 2,000 or 3,000 feet and zoom in on a license plate or an individual or a culvert where people might be hiding out.
The New York Army National Guard deployment is part of Operation River Watch 2, a National Guard effort which employs 300 troops and guard aircraft to monitor the Rio Grande River along the Texas-Mexico border. The New Yorkers will fly aerial reconnaissance missions along the border, keeping watch for illicit drug and human trafficking as well as illegal immigrants. The three-man crew will be accompanied by a Customs and Border Patrol agent on all missions.
We can bring two or three of them with us and send them in the back. They have full view of the camera. There's a monitor in the back. They can see everything we're doing. They can tell us to go where they need us to go, and we can pinpoint an address in our system and fly right to it, look at what they want, and we can stay in the air for up to 3 hours.
Colonel Richard Goldenberg explains the UH-72 helicopter is an incredible resource for domestic disaster or situation response.
It's designed with additional sensors and communications capabilities so that this aircraft can actually communicate with first responders, with law enforcement, and all those other affected agencies that need to do this job.
The skills the air crew learn on the border, working with law enforcement and conducting air search operations, can be employed in New York during disaster response missions. Lieutenant Shepard was among National Guard first responders to Breezy Point after Hurricane Sandy struck.
We were. I actually flew over LaGuardia as it was still underwater. We went and surveyed Queens where the fires went through the day after it happened.
Colonel Goldenberg says the Guard is always standing by, ready to help and protect New Yorkers.
We are the part-time army for New York, and we're here to help New Yorkers, our neighbors, when we're needed. And we train to fight alongside our army for our nation when we're called overseas. And we do both.
This is not the first time New York National Guard troops have deployed to the border with Mexico. In 2006 through 2008, more than 1,000 New York National Guard soldiers deployed to the border as part of Operation Jumpstart. And nearly a century ago, in 1916, the New York National Guard sent 17,000 members of the New York Division to Texas as part of a 110,000-member force mobilized by President Woodrow Wilson to prevent repeats of a raid on Brownsville, Texas, by the Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa. The Guardsmen served in Texas from July 1916 to February 1917. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.